Support for KNKX comes from Condor Airlines, with flights from SeaTac to Europe, including year-round direct flights to Frankfurt, Germany. Frankfurt offers both modern skyscrapers and classicist museums on the River Main, as well as shopping, restaurants, and cultural sites. More at condor.com. Condor, born to fly.
This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Imagine selling most of your things and traveling the world full-time. That's what one couple from Seattle did with their retirement. They live almost exclusively in places they find on Airbnb, a website that allows private citizens to rent out their homes. And the couple says it costs no more than if they had opted to stay in Seattle. Michael and Debbie Campbell call themselves the Senior Nomads. And on this week's Going Places, they spoke with 88.5's Ed Ronco.
Where have you been and how's it gone?
You know, we have just stayed in our 126th Airbnb. And we've been to 56 countries and 170 cities, mostly in Europe, but a few outside of Europe, Cuba, Mexico, Israel.
Morocco.
Yeah.
What's that like to make somebody else's space your own?
Well, the whole premise, I think, was we could live our daily lives anywhere in the world just as we would had we retired in Seattle. Now, in order to get there, we had to sell our cars and our boat and our stuff and eventually our house until we were down to two suitcases. So what we do is we take our bed pillows and our suitcases and we land somewhere and we just start living our lives.
Did it change the way you relate to each other? I mean, travel is a risky thing for couples.
Today is day 1,257.
but who's counting?
But who's counting? I am. But so far, so good. And it's different than living day to day in a relationship at home when you're both working and doing all the different things and you might not see each other till after dinner. And we see each other all the time. So we have some tricks around that. I mean, we always appreciate two sets of keys so that Michael can go tour City Hall and I can go to the market and we don't have to worry about coordinating who gets home when or just to be able to, you know, separate for a day. We have to do that. Anybody does.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend doing it with anybody but your best friend.
We've been married for 38 years. So
it's an interesting form of travel that you're doing because you're not tourists necessarily. You're just kind of temporary residents of places, of new places.
Well, let's be realistic. We're not from Bulgaria. We're never going to know Sofia, the capital city where we visited, like a local. But for the week or two that we were there, we tried to be as local as possible. We were living just in someone's apartment. We went grocery shopping in the neighborhood. We take the garbage out. We take the metro. We take the bus. We usually take a free walking tour that are available in so many cities, or you just tip the guide at the end.
Yeah, that's a great way to orient yourself to a city. And we just really try to see the city from ground level. Of course, you wouldn't miss the most important sites in Rome and Oslo and Paris and places that we go, the big cities.
And we don't buy souvenirs because we don't have room for them.
And we can't send them anywhere.
So what we're really taking from every city is our photos when we're on our phones. And all the memories and experiences.
Yeah, we've traded souvenirs for memories.
What you're doing is a very particular, very
crazy. You can say crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe. No, it's a very committed way of traveling. And how would you advise somebody to start doing something similar to what you're doing?
You know, you can scale this. And people sometimes want to know how much we spend to do it, and we try to stay away from saying that. We can tell you that we spend, on average, $85 a night for our Airbnb anywhere in the world. You have to do it long enough to get that average. But I think we just would encourage anyone to try this living local lifestyle because meeting people in other countries is the biggest reward that we've taken away from this.
I think our message is this, whether you choose to travel like we do or travel in small clumps or travel isn't really what you're interested in. Whatever it is, the latter part of your life, don't get closed down. Whatever it is your dream, just, you know, give it a go because we only go around once and life is short and you never know when it ends. And I just would encourage people to find their own North Star and
head
follow it.
Yeah.
Head for it.
Well, thank you so much for your
thank
time.
Thank you.
Michael and Debbie Campbell call themselves the Senior Nomads. They live full-time in Airbnb stays around the world. Their book chronicling this adventure is called Your Keys, Our Home. Learn more about them and see some photos on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.